Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, learning Deir Shul, Mishnah and Simin, Yod, Sif, Aleph, Shir number 27, or actually it might be even 28 actually. We'll take a look at that later. Today is Chav Beis Adar, Beis Tavshin Pei Beis, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashos Shemini. Dinei Kanfois HaTalis. We discussed the halachas of the corners of the talis. So obviously we all know we have tzitzis on our talis, we have tzitzis on our talis katan, and we have four corners of a beged. If you have less than four corners, we know you're pater from tzitzis. What happens if you have more than four corners? If a beged with more than four corners, do you have to put tzitzis on the beged more than four corners? So we'll learn that you do have to put tzitzis on the beged with more than four, five, six, seven corners. You had to put, we don't have these today, but if you had something like this, you'd have to put tzitzis on these corners. It's actually machlokes between the Bavli and the Sifri. The Sifri says you don't. But we don't pass it like the Sifri. Now, what happens if you put strings on a fifth corner? Okay, so let's clarify. The first question we were saying is that if you have a garment with five, six, seven corners, you still have to put strings on four corners. What else if you put strings on the fifth corner? Baal Toysef. Issa deraisa. Person's violating Issa deraisa Baal Toysef, which we had said arguably is probably the first transgression in the Torah. I don't think we said it on the recording, so just very quickly, when Adam told Chava not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the office of the Rabnosan adds that Adam added that Hashem said not to touch it, not to eat it. Hashem never said that. Now he could have said Hashem said not to eat it. Let's make a gedid. Let's put our fence around it. Let's not touch it either. But that's Baal Toysef. So once the Nochash pushed Chava and said, listen, you just touched it. You didn't die. So you can eat also, you won't die. So this is about Taisif. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Talis she'ein lo arba knofois is patura. A talis that does not have four corners is pater from tzitzis. Yesh lo yoisim me'arba, if it has more than four corners, schayevis. You have to put strings, you have to put the tzitzis on it. Va'isa lo arba tzitzis ba'arba knofel, hamruchok is zu mizu yoiser. And you put the tzitzis, once again, in this case he's talking here, you have more than four corners. So let's say you have five corners. So you put the tzitzis farthest apart from each other. That's what he says in the Mechaber, farthest apart from each other. So let's, for example, take a look at this picture here. For those listening on the audio, I'm using the Pe'er Halacha Sefer from David Hershlita. And here you have five-corner beged. So you have five corners, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're on page, and the Sefer is page 25. Now, corners 5 to 2 are the farthest apart. So that's what he says, put the tzitzis on the farthest apart from each other and skip one. Let's take a look here, the Mishnah Sifkat and Aleph in the bottom of the page. She'enla, tal she'enla arba, kunafois, kanfois, petura. Doesn't have four corners as potter. Bein mitchilas asiyasai, whether it's how you made it originally. Bein shechotach achakach konaf echad lasai agul, or whether you took one of the corners and you made a round. It's irrelevant. If you don't have four corners, you don't put on tzitzis. It's petura. Mavoy bekra sif katan beis. Mavoy bekra dechsev al arba kanfois kesuscha. The pasuk says, put the tzitzis on the four corners of your kesus, of your garment. We learn now from the Sifri, four corners, and not three. More than four, we learn now from the pasuk, the part of the pasuk that says, me'asher techase. If you have five, so included with five, you have four. You have four corners still, so you still have to put on the tzitzis. But you don't have, you don't have four when you have a three corners. Well, lav dafka bailus chamish. Not only if it's a five corner beged, who adin bailus sheish v'sheva. If you have six corners, you have a pentagon, octagon, whatever, you know, all these different things, you have to put on the tzitzis on four corners. Chayeves, if cut in gimel, v'yesh patron. There are those that say, no, it's potter. L'chein, ein lasas bas chamesh l'chadchila. So the Mishra is telling us like this. We want to be yoytze l'choladeus. We want to be yoytze l'choladeus. According to all opinions. So if you have an opinion that says that if you have five corners or more, that's not a garment that's chayev in tzitzis, so don't make a five-corner garment. Don't wear tzitzis in a five-corner garment, because you want to be yoytze l'chadchila, not be d'yevid. Kasim from your godlin, the ladasa patron, your godlin says, according to those who say you're potter, oysen talistas k'tanim shalom u'shiyeshba beset tzavar. So our talis cotton that has an opening by the neck, so you put your for the head, you put your head through the opening talis cotton. The majority of it is sealed, is closed. So if you see majority is open, yasek the kalender shalisim achayotim tzas ogel. Make by the collar part, you make a little round. Now let me show you what he's referring to. Read those words a little quickly, but if you take a look in this picture here, picture number 4.
Is the V-neck better or is it around neck better?
Okay. So yeah, that's the shaila here. Is the V-neck better or is the round neck better? So the round neck definitely is perfect because there's no shaila. Because it's a round neck, it's not another corner. Now the V-neck, what he's saying, depending on how the slit, how the opening, how much is opened, it could be a problem. Okay? Therefore, he says, make it round. By the V-neck, the corner should be rounded off. That's what I don't know if you can see from over there, but that's what he's showing over here in this picture. Round off this opening. Don't make it a corner, but make it round. So to answer your question, the round neck is totally not a problem. The V-neck, the way they make it today, is not a problem either. It's not. But it could technically be a problem. That's what he's referring to.
Why? Because it might be another corner?
Yeah, because you're making another corner. Oh. Yeah, in other words, you have four corners over there, and then when you put it on, you have, if it's sliced down, right, and then you have four corners, you have four and two more. So it could be problematic. So that's what he's saying. He's saying round it out. If it is a concern, if it's roi pesuach, the majority of it's opened, which would create a status of a corner, then you should round it out. Siv Kotan Dalit. So the Mechaber told us, Vayisa la arba tzitzias ba'arba knofel, make the four tzitzias in the four corners. Vim asa chameish, oivir mishubal tzitzif. Like we said earlier, if you make a bag with five tzitzias, five corners have strings on them, then it's a violation of the rights of tzitzif. Vim chotach achas mehem, if you cut off one of them, it's ksheiro. So, if you had a five-cornered beged and strings in all five corners, and you cut off the strings in one of the corners, it's kshera. Ach shi yisharu ha'arba k'nofa yis murachogos betzitzias ha'klikamei. Just as long as, like we said earlier, you want to make sure that the tzitzias are the farthest apart from each other, like we saw earlier in the pictures. Okay. Right, just like you have over here. So in this picture you have picture number 5 in the bottom, you have, if you can't see, let me know. You have five-cornered beged, and you have tzitzis in all five corners. So he cut off, where it says number 1, he cut off those tzitzis, and it's totally fine. Not a problem. And you cut off from, now he has a farthest apart from each other. Says the Mishra Sivkot in Heyam, Ruchokos, make sure that's the most far apart from each other. The mistaber sheyesh laso is voisim shem nikarim biyoisim in the shar. So the Mishra is bringing here two reasons why you should make sure that the tzitzis that are remaining are the farthest apart from each other. What's the first reason? It says logically, it makes sense. It makes sense that if you have a beged with five corners, so put the tzitzis farthest apart from each other, so it looks like the most called normal. So the first reason he's giving is a svara. Now, the understanding that svara is the rabbanim. The second reason he's giving here, the yeshua means the hudaraisa, that you have to put a bedafka farthest apart from each other. To make sure you fulfill the put it the farthest apart. Aval, im kvar nasa bekon of akorov viyavshel esakim. But what happens if you already put the strings of the tzitzis in the closer one and you can't fix it? Okay, you can't fix it. Why? Because it's time to daven. Gun shegir zman tefilah yoch lusmaich al mekilun levarich. You can rely on the leaned opinions to make a bracha. Now look at this interesting picture just to help clarify the case. You have a beged of five corners. So he puts strings on only four, once again, also it's a deraisa. 1, 2, 3, and 4. You see that? So this whole corner over here is empty. Nonetheless, you have tzitzis in four corners. And it's kosher. Okay. He says at the end, he says, you can rely on the leaned opinion and make a bracha, that if you didn't put it on the farthest apart, you put it on the closer ones, you can still make a bracha on it. Let's go now to Siv Beis. Yesh la'arba v'chotach echod balachsein. You have four corners, and then you cut one of them on a diagonal cut. V'chotach echod balachsein v'aso shnayim, and you made out of the one, you made it to two corners. Harei na'as is b'aylis chamesh v'chayeves. So, like we just learned, it's a five-cornered garment, and it's chayven tzitzis. Siv kodem vav, echad balachsein hu adin. Im chasotu, im chotach shtei knofois balachsein, nasis bashesh. So too, if you cut two corners, for whatever reason, and now you made it a six-corner garment, and it's also chayiv. Bailas chamesh, siv kodem zayin. V'cheinim hoya lo tchilo sholosh. For originally had three corners. Like a mamish, last week Shushan Purim, you had like a triangle, like Amintashin, right? V'chotach knaf echad l'shnayim. What, cut one corner into two. So now you turned the three-corner garment into a four-corner garment. Now, the cut has to be large and recognizable. Okay? So, let me share with you over here this picture. Mamish is exactly what we're talking about. Here's your triangle talus. It's a three-corner garment. So it's possible from tzitzis. But you cut the corner over here, the tip of it. Now you have four corners. The Be'er Halacha explains that this that the Mishruah is saying, that he wrote in the Mishruah, that they have to be, the corners that you cut have to be recognizable. It has to be a width of gimlet's bois in between, the second to third corner. And what is the etzba? The etzba is your, it's bois we're talking about here, is your thumb knuckle. The thumb knuckle, he's talking specifically by the agudel, the thumb knuckle. Three thumb knuckles in between. Even though he's saying etzba, that's what he's referring to. Now, if you take a look over here, you'll notice in pictures number 2 and 3, we're saying there's a recognizable distance between 2 and 3. There has to be a recognizable distance. And what is that recognizable distance? Gimel's boys, we just said. Because if not, then it looks like you will have one corner. So it has to be, nika has to be recognizable. Now there's another scenario we're going to see in a minute from the Prima Gadim, that if you cut down the majority, make a similar to like the tzitzis, the talus cut, and if you cut down the majority of the into this three-corner beged, and even though when you made the second and third corner now, even though they're right near each other, but since they're separated, the material here is separated, it's also good for a four-cornered garment. Let's see now the rest of Siv Katin Zayin, where he says the Prima Gadim. V'ayim the Prima Gadim shekasa, the dafki mechotach miktsas habeged al shali ad shali deize niro isay hamokim kishnei karnayim. It's only if you cut some of the beged that it looks like you have two corners. Avalim loy chotach klum, but if you didn't cut anything, rak pegimu besakin korah habakeren, you just ripped it by the corner. Actually, nechlek oisay hamakim l'shnayim, to the point where it was ripped into two pieces, two parts. It didn't become two corners unless the majority of it is open down the middle. Unless the majority of this is open down the middle, like we see here in this picture. There's a fine line. That's what the arrows are showing. That this part is cut open. Okay. That was Siv Beis. We move that right along to Siv Gimel. Mechari says in Siv Gimel, Kofal karnos talisoi ukoshom oitofrom. You cut kofal karnos talisoi. You cut the corners of your talis and then you tied them up. Not cut, I'm sorry. You folded. Kofal karnos talisoi. You folded over the corners of your talis and you sewed up the fold. Or you, okay, fine. You tied it up, you sewed it up. Let me show you a picture of this. Here's your corner, on page 29, in this paralacha. Here's your corner. You folded it over, and then you tied up like a little corner together, or you sewed up the corner. So the question is, if you tie up a corner, or you sew up a corner, do you have a corner?
No.
So that's a shaila. We're actually going to say that you do. It's still going to be considered to be like a corner. So, says the Mechaber, he says, Ki'ilu kitzon, it's a v'dayme ki'ilu kitzon, v'ein lo knafois, afa pichein, it's like you cut it off, and it has no corners, afa pichein, nonetheless, loy niftera. It still has to have tzitzis on this baguette. So someone will look at it and say, are there four corners? I can't see four corners. Where are the four corners? So even though one corner is folded up or tied up, the corner is still there. And the svara we're going to see is as follows. If he didn't want that corner, you know what he would have done? What would he have done if you don't want something? What do you do with something you don't want?
Get rid of it.
Exactly right. Mishda, you throw it out. So he says, if he didn't want that corner, he would have cut it off and thrown it out. The mere fact that he didn't do that, he still have the corner there. So it's a beggar of dollar confus. Let's take a look at the Mishra and explain inside. Loi nifter, asif kodeches, the loi mi boi layak nofim, gunafayim, that doesn't want the corners, lifsoik, religde, let him cut it off, let him separate it and throw it out. Elevade, the soifu lahat, there's that fira. Obviously, he's going to unstitch that which he stitched together or that which he tied together. Therefore, it's viewed as if it's untied already now and it's chayav in tzitzis. And for this reason, you could put the tzitzis in the folder by the folder section. Even below the Kesher Agudul. The Kesher Agudul is the, once again, Agudul is your thumb. And it's the space. So let me show you over here. In this picture, he's folding up the talis. He's folding up the talis. Okay, that's picture number 4 on page 29. He's folding up the talis. And you see over here, this is the corner section, right, by base. And you have the hole where he's putting the tzitzis through is right above that. It's right above that section. So you have to have the tzitzis above the edge. It can't be, it has to be a gudel, at least a thumb's amount above the edge. I'm sorry?
From the corner.
Or else it's not in the right spot. Right? If you put tzitzis through, by the shoulder, is that tzitzis? That's not tzitzis. Al kanfei v'idein, as we on the corners, right? So in this case, even though it's folded up, it's not a problem, and it's still a kosher tzitzis. That's what he's telling us now. This whole scenario we're discussing here is when you fold it up and you sewed it up in the rounded section. But if you fold it up and you sewed it in a square, Kaven shegam ato yesh konef. Now there's also konef. Dasa levush magen avram derishur lahato l'shom tzitzis by kefel. Afal pi yishu yoyis mishol shesboyis misvas akeren. So if you, everything we've spoken until now is when you folded it up and you rounded off the corner. But if you fold it up and you have a corner after you folded it, so then you can even put the tzitzis, that's what the Magen Avraham is saying here, then you can even put the tzitzis af lamat mi kesher gudlo, even below the kesher, the edge. Even below that. Let me see if I can find a picture.
Question.
Yeah, I'll take question one. I just want to finish that sentence. Let me see if I can find this picture here quickly. If not, yeah, here it is. Okay, it's actually number 3. Okay, so we times that yuchol lahatol ato hatzitzis bekefil afla mati mikesha gudol, even below the kesha gudol. So here's the kesha gudol. Kesha gudol is the edge of the talus. Okay, so he's saying here, yeah. That's if you did it with an eagle, with a rounded edge. Here's showing that when it's a straight, they made a corner out of it. Says the back in the Mishnah, we'll take the question after we finish this point. So he says, "That's the levush magen avram derishoy lahatil b'sham tzitzis bekefil af al pi shu yoisi misholish etzboyis misvas akeren." Even though it's more than 3 etzboyis away from the corner, which normally is a problem, kaven de tofra shari. Since you sewed it there like this, it's not a problem. It's permissible. K'moy b'siv vav, as we'll see in siv vav, the kofal atalis the mahani tvira. When you fold over the talis, then stitching it up, we'll see in siv vav, will help. But Avin Chokim al Zeh, many disagree with this Magen Avraham and the Levosh. Usviru Luhu, the Gambazel loy Mahani Atfira. In this case, the Tfira, the stitching will not help. Shani Ahi, the Sivav, in the case of Sivav, is different. The Mairi, Shekofla Kula, that you folded up everything, Vechain Derech Malbush, and that's the way you wear a garment. Mashain Kain Bezesh, loy Kofal Rak Mikzas HaBeged. In our case, you're just folding up a small section of the Beged. Over there in Sivav, you're folding over the whole entire beggar, which we'll see more in Sivav to clarify this din. Question. Chavis says on top of the page in Sif Dalet, Talis shall beget, Knofer shall ar. So the Talis, the majority of this garment, is one material. And the corners, Knofer, is made out of leather. Talis shall beget, Knofer shall ar. Is chayeves. So you're obligated to put tzitzis, strings, on that garment, because we're going to see, we'll go after the majority of what the top part of the beged is, that's what we call the beged. Now, it's important to know that halachically, even though people might have leather clothing, leather garments, leather is not considered to be a garment which obligates one to put tzitzis in our discussion. So that's where the whole shaila comes from. Without that bit of information, nothing makes sense. Right? Now, he shall ar, or knafel shall beget, is petura. If you have a leather garment and the corners are made out of a material that would obligate you to put on tzitzis, you're potter, you're exempt from tzitzis. Why? Because what is this beged? It's a leather beged. So that's why you have never seen, that's not the only reason, but that's why you've never seen tzitzis, a talis katan, made out of leather. Because it's not chayv in tzitzis. Okay. Says the Mishra Siv Katan Tes. Dichsiv asher techase bo. Veino de miskase ele beikra beged. The pasuk says that you put the tzitzis on that which you cover yourself. If ein od miskas ela beikra beged, a person only covers himself with the main part of the beged. Hilko chazlin v'asrei. So therefore, we go after the main part of the beged. What's the main part of the beged? The top part. V'afilu imakum ha-beged kula yagul v'ein shem kanaf. And even if the main part of the beged is all round and there's no corner, rak shem chubar neilav kanafay shel or, and they only attached corners, leather corners, is chayiv, the boss of Ikar Beged is linen, because we go after the majority of the Beged again. Even if you added these leather corners after the fact. Now, if it's knafer shel or, if it's leather corners, what then? So too, if the majority of the beged of the talis is material that obligates you to put on tzitzis, vashar or, and the rest is leather, is chayevis. It's also obligated because the majority, once again, is what we go after and obligates the person to put on tzitzis. Sif kod nyad aleph, knafer shel beged, and the corners are beged. What then? Imrak roi vatalis shel or, if just majority of the talis is leather. Even though with the minority of the beged, you have the proper size of the talis, is patur mitzitzis. It's still patur mitzitzis. Why? The came in sheikar hamalbush, einoshel beged, lekarina be al kanfei vegdeim. Since the ikar beged, which is the leather here in this case, is not a bag that requires tzitzis, you can't put tzitzis on it with a bracha. It does nothing, it's no mitzvah. Void potter, I feel midrabanan. Not only is it potter midraisa, it's also potter midrabanan. The ain't a cloud beged, ain't a cloud bechlal beged. That's the nekuda here. So what I believe is referring to is going back to Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, there's machlokes between Mechab and Ramah. And when I say Sif Aleph, I mean of the previous Simon test. In Sif Aleph, Simon test, we had a discussion. The Mechaber says that the wool and linen, beged, is what obligates you to put on the tzitzis, right? When it's wool and linen. Other minim, other begadim, other materials, the Mechaber says is derabanan. The Ramah says they're all deraisa. Here, there's another category, that it's 100% not called a beged. It's not called a beged and you don't put tzitzis on it. V'chein adin betal shetachtov, tofer ba'or, chayeves, so too you have a talis that in the bottom is sewn on some leather, it's obligated to put on tzitzis, me'el yoin shel or, is petura, and if the top part is of or, it's potter ki atachtoin hu tofel le'el yoin, because the bottom part is secondary to the top, shu ikir ha-beged, which is the main part of the beged. Okay, that was Sif Dal. Now in Sif Hey, the last halacha of this morning, we're going to discuss a very practical, I say practical, a very important klal, a din of tzitzis. And that is tase v'loy min ha'osloy. Tzitzis have to be like you are tase, you make the tzitzis. V'loy min ha'osloy. Not that they're already made. So, let's see the case over here is like this. Hayu lo sholosh knofos. You have three corners. You have three corners. You have three corners on the beged. V'osloy behem sholosh tzitzis. So what do you do? You have a beged with three corners. The person is very meticulous to make sure he gets his job done. He puts on the tzitzis right away in the three-corner beged. Then he's going to make a fourth corner. Is that a good idea?
No.
Why? Because it's not chayv and tzitzis. Right? It's not chayv and tzitzis. The shuv also lo knaf revi. And then he makes a fourth corner. Also gam boi tzitzis. He also makes tzitzis on that one. He has a posel of talis, posel of tzitzis. Mishum tase, v'loy min ha'asoy. Because he has to tase, he has to put on the tzitzis on a four-corner garment. And when you put on the tzitzis on the three-corner garment, it was not chayv and tzitzis. Then when he went back and made the fourth corner, he cut a fourth corner, then he put tzitzis on the fourth corner. So the fourth corner we're going to see is 100% totally fine. The first three, he has to take them off and do it again. Says the Mishmar Sif Kot Yud Beis, Sholosh Knofos, Afilo Mitchilo, Hayula Arba Knofos Im Tzitzis. Even if originally, Afilo Mitchilo, Hayula Arba Knofos Im Tzitzis, you had four corners with Tzitzis, V'acha Kach Nechtach Kanof Echa Donasa Ogul, then one corner was cut off and became rounded. So basically we say now, it's the status is a three-corner garment. Even though that your fourth corner, right, you fixed it, doesn't help. The first three now are like they're not there. They don't doesn't help. As we see later on, it's Shimon and Simon Tezayin Sef Gimel. It's Sarech La'atirom. You have to take them down, take them off, Velachzul Lekoshom, and retie them again. Because it's not made, it's Tasev Le'mil Asi. Sholosh Tetziyos. You have a three-cornered garment. You put in the three strings already. Lav Dachma She'asa Sholosh Tetziyos She'nasa Roiv HaBipsul. He says the Lashon Mechara could be a little misleading. He's not saying the word misleading, but he's saying like this. Why would my think that is possible? Because the majority of three out of four, were done incorrectly. But he says, no, that's not the case. Even the smallest minute amount of the tzitzis that's made with one kesher and then wrappings around it, that itself will invalidate this beged. So he says, da'ainu koidim shenasas bas arba. Right, so he says once again, laf dak v'sholush. Before became a four-cornered garment. Even if you only tied one knot with its wrapping afterwards, and afterwards you made it into a four-cornered garment, nami possible say kesher. That kesher is also possible. You have to untie it and go back to. Do it again. Why? Mishum tase ritzoloimar dechsev gedilim tase loch al arba kanfis. It says gedilim, the strings make for you on the four corners. Mashma shiug haknofis asuyas arba. Did you see the corners after before? Koidim shenasu etzitzes, before the tzitzes are made. That's how it has to be made. Loi shenasu etzitzes koidim haknofis. Not that you made the tzitzes before the corners. And then it's going to have a problem of invalidating because it was made before you put it on. Okay, and so you have to take them, untie them, relax, or caution, retie them again. The dafka hashalosh tzitzis shushayim. Shasiyosin hoya bepsul. It's only the first three that you put on in the incorrect way. I will have tzitzis shasso beknaf harevi. I personally think this is a chiddush. I would have thought, good thing you didn't ask me. Good thing you followed Mishnah, not me. I would have thought you have to take all four off. But he says no, because why? Why is it fine? Because when you made the strings on the fourth corner, it was a four-corner garment. So that last corner is totally fine. Oh. All right, came in Shanasa Behesha. It was made with a hefsher with four corners. And the fact that the first three are invalidating it doesn't cause a problem to the last one. Okay, we'll stop here. With Shem, next week, we pick up with Sif Vav. Have a wonderful Shabbos or Bayisai.